Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Luke chapter 20, verses 1 through 19. I recently saw an advertisement for a coffee mug for pastors. The caption on the mug read, "Be careful or you will end up in my sermon." Had those been around at the time, the young pastor would have held it in the face of his father. There was deep family discord. The pastor's sister was a brilliantly intelligent but willful girl who tended to cut her own path and sow a few wild oats. She had wanted to marry a man, but her father had disapproved of the match and had forbidden the marriage. The daughter attempted to elope a couple of times, but things didn't work out as planned. She returned home still unmarried, but in a family way. To avoid scandal, the father, who was also a pastor, arranged a hasty marriage for his hard-to-control daughter to the first available bachelor, who turned out to be a horrible husband. Then, having avoided public embarrassment, the father promptly and completely disowned his daughter. Now, the elder pastor was sitting in a pew, fuming, as his young pastor's son preached a sermon to the entire congregation about the evils of parental cruelty. The family's dirty laundry was being aired in a very public way, but probably only fully understood by the preacher, his father, and the rest of the family. Oh, I should mention that the young preacher was our own John Wesley, who, while thundering God's wrath upon cruel parents, was really delivering a pointed message to his own family about his sister Hetty. The words he was saying didn't mean what most people thought they meant. Likewise, in today's scripture reading, Jesus is delivering statements and a story to a crowd of people, but the meaning behind his words were meant for just a few. He is having another run-in with Pharisees who have asked him where Jesus got the authority to be teaching and preaching in the temple. That job was reserved for them, and they held a tight rein on who could and couldn't speak for God, and this Jesus guy clearly hadn't gone through their channels. Jesus, in turn, asks them a question about the authority of John the Baptist. Notice that they can't answer, not because they don't know, but because they are afraid of how people will react and how people will view them. Suddenly, their own authority is under attack, and they run the risk of the worst of all fates, looking as if they were wrong about something. Then Jesus tells a story about a landowner who has a vineyard, who goes on an extended business trip but wants to collect some of the rent that is owed by the tenants. Every messenger that the landowner sends is abused, so the landowner sends his own son to the tenants. Somehow, in some twisted misunderstanding of the law, the tenants believe that if they kill the son of the landowner, they will be the ones to inherit the vineyard. And the crowd around Jesus understood that. They were outraged by the story. What were those tenants thinking? The poor landowner was being disrespected and now had lost his son. How terrible! It was indeed a sad story, but the Pharisees were hearing a completely different meaning. In Hebrew religious thought and in the language of the Psalms and the prophets, the word vineyard meant Israel, and the landowner was symbolic of God. The messengers sent by the landowner were the prophets who had tried to tell Israel to return to God and had been abused and even killed as a result of their message. In the minds of the Pharisees, Jesus was telling a story about them. They were the wicked tenants who thought they owned the vineyard and were ready to get rid of anyone who challenged them. So, what's the lesson for us? Well, again, we can see ourselves in both the Pharisees and the tenants in the vineyard. We know that we have promised Jesus that he can have the authority over our life. But what happens when Jesus confronts us with a different idea about something that we know to be right? Two things can happen. We can own up and admit that we were wrong, misguided, or not completely informed, or we can remember that we're just caretakers and tenants of this life that God has given us. We're neither the owners nor the inheritors. But to do that means we're willing to sacrifice what we want and how we want people to see us. It means a sacrifice of pride. It means that people may say, "Boy, were you wrong." It comes down to the same choice that the Pharisees had. Admit the truth of Jesus or try and find some way to destroy him and his voice. We know which choice they made. Let's do our best to make a different one. Let us pray. Gracious God, forgive us when we would rather ignore you than admit you're right. Forgive us when we try to hide the self-centered meaning of our words to you. Through your Spirit, teach us to view ourselves honestly and be quick to repent. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.